Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much indeed. Any other comment on the proposals we have on the screen on 5.4?
Bien, veo.
I see none. I'm grateful to all of you for your participation on these articles. We therefore now move on to Article 6, Prevention, whose text in the updated version seeks to maintain the main provisions and the substantive elements of the third revised draft, at the same time to present them in a more simplified and accessible format. In addition, the text presented seeks to reflect more faithfully the language and the structure of other human rights instruments in such a way that it might be more familiar to states and other relevant stakeholders. Articles 6, 1 and 2 establish the general obligation which states have to regulate effectively the activities of all companies, enterprises under their territory, jurisdiction, or control, including those activities that are transnational in nature, with the purpose of preventing the involvement of companies or corporations in human rights abuses and to guarantee these rights and the practice of due diligence and the participation of all social actors in the development and implementation of policies and other prevention measures. Article 6.3 proposes a broader wording to ensure that the conduct and the decision-making of competent authorities can cover various situations and contexts. Article 6.4 seeks to make it clear that one part, necessary part of the obligations of the state's parties will be the promotion, the enactment of effective law on due diligence and, on human rights. This clause, together with the new definition proposed of due diligence in connection with human rights, which has been suggested be included in Article 1, is designed to embody the content of the provisions that appear in this version of Article 6.3. To streamline and facilitate the drafting, we propose to shift the listing of the basic elements of human rights due diligence into the new definition and to focus on the effects of this provision on the methodological aspects which will require special attention with regards to human rights due diligence, which should be reflected in the provisions and regulations adopted by states. The elimination of a few elements in the third version of the draft treaty is because matters pertaining to the technical implementation in specific contexts could be dealt with better and more specifically, for example, during the supervision of the implementation of those measures, the control thereof. With regards to the non-financial reporting methodologies, an independent provision might be preferable, which would take into account the fact that the financial information regimes can cover a broader range of issues which corporations report on as part of their human rights due diligence responsibilities. Furthermore, Article 6.5 refers to those situations wherein the harm resulting from the activities of a third party administered or controlled by a corporation, and therefore the obligation that states have to take those necessary measures to guarantee the prevention of human rights abuses in these situations. Article 6.6 establishes the obligation to carry out periodic assessments of legislative, regulatory and other measures contained in Article 6.2 to determine their ability to do what they're supposed to do and correspondingly be amended to ensure that they are effective. The provisions appearing in Article 6.5 on incentives in the previous version and Article 6 of Article 6 on enforcement in the third revised version of the legally binding instrument, so have been eliminated to the extent that they replicated 6.1.2.6.4. They were duplicated 6.1.2.6.4. And Article 6.7 of the third draft has been shifted to Article 8 on the on responsibility and accountability. Finally, due diligence, or human rights due diligence rather, is a complicated exercise which depends very much on the context wherein it applies, which is why in the current text we've endeavoured to reflect those elements that are deemed to be essential and universal, which can be complemented through new recommendations of the committee established under Article 15, which could be tailored to specific contexts and circumstances, or to internationally recognised human rights, which could be based on the guidelines, including the guiding principles, the UN guiding principles, and other relevant international instruments. These additional guidelines, which could be transmitted through general comments and normative comments enshrined in 15.4, could amount significantly to the future development of state and business practice with regards to the prevention of human rights violations in connection with the operations of transnational corporations. Having made this brief introduction, I now turn to states to give them an opportunity to comment on draft Article 6, which is on prevention. I recognize Panama.